You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. I'm joined by Senator Dan Katowski and the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis. Many of you know that I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. I grew up in Norwood Park. I now live in Jefferson Park. My husband hates it. I keep telling people that.
Why?
I'm like, come meet me at the Gale Street Inn. He doesn't like people to know where we live. That's all. And the last few years, I've had the pleasure of hanging out with the folks from the Chicago Fringe Festival. They're celebrating their 7th year, and they have over 12 days, 47 companies will gather in Jeff Park, including the return of Kids Fringe and special events. Joining us in studio is Tristan from Tap Man Productions. Is that accurate? I want to make sure I've got all everyone's introductions.
That is correct.
Hello. I can't see you, Tristan, and I apologize for that.
Let me see if I can just do that.
It's okay. I've got a face for radio.
Oh, no, it's not true. We have Kate, who is the director of operations. Is
that
for Tapman, and also a performer. I heard someone saying back there. And Anne, I can't pull up your introduction fast enough. I'm going to do it. I promise. I've got Anne Cawley, who is the executive director of Chicago Fringe Festival.
That's
so
right.
Welcome everybody to the studio. You didn't know there'd be a senator. Don't worry. There's nothing to. He's not currently in office, so we all just disregard him completely.
Since the scandal, I've lost.
So, Anne, tell us a little bit about this year's Fringe Festival.
Sure. We're really thrilled to be back in Jefferson Park. This is our 4th festival in Jefferson Park, and we really feel like we found a home there in the neighborhood. We're going to be doing, like you said, 47 shows in 5 venues. It's a very walkable festival. Everything in 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the shows are an hour and $10. So you can really come for a day and see 3, 4, 5 totally different shows.
I was there last year because one of my favorite comics had a show. Will Durst performed with Fringe Fest last year. And you have, it's everything from improv. Is it improv, sketch, and monologist like that? Or
it runs the gamut. This year we have tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
We have magic shows. We have puppets. We have storytelling. We have music, dance,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Now I know there's a menu. We could tell them whatever we want.
There's a CrossFit stage too.
Don't tease me.
That's where it goes.
Well, there is a Tapman Productions. Tristan, tell us a little bit about your performance.
My name is Tristan Brooms. I'm the artistic director of Tapman Productions. I am a tap dance American. We're doing the traveling tap dance super show.
Chicago tap dance.
It is in Chicago. It is a tap dance, and it is a super show. we've done this show at fringe festivals all over the country,
and
this is actually our first time in Chicago. We never make it in Chicago.
Oh, really?
It's so competitive to kind of get in.
But you're from Chicago.
Yeah, we're from Chicago. We've done all the other ones except the Chicago one.
No home turf advantage there, I guess.
No, they're unfortunately very fair.
Okay.
About how they pick their people.
And as long as you don't hold a grudge. You're not a grudge holder, are you?
No,
it's all right.
Not.
Look at that terse lips. Do you tap dance, Senator? Because I've always wanted to tap dance.
I've not. I've attempted it.
Have you
weddings. Yeah.
You pretend.
Well, I don't know if it's much of a pretend, but there's an effort there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tristan, what drew you to tap dance?
Oh, it's easy.
It's easy.
It's incredibly, incredibly easy.
It's very
straightforward. Pick up
Kate
your
would
right
disagree
foot.
With you. Anne, would you say that tap dancing is easy?
I mean, the people who are good at it make it look easy.
Exactly.
Okay, well, here's what you do.
Yeah, Fred Astaire would have loved to have heard you say it's easy. Gene Kelly.
Well, here's what you do. If you make a mistake, mm-hmm. as long as you can repeat that mistake exactly on the left foot, then you can tell people you did it on purpose. Easy. Piece of cake.
I don't even know what to say to that. My mind is blown.
No, that's like a Zen.
It is a Zen.
It applies to everything in life.
Make the same mistake again. Repeat the mistake.
And then it's on purpose. Then you meant to do it.
Try that with my children.
I meant to do that. Watch me do it again.
Watch Daddy do that again.
That.
Daddy's a big idiot.
Did you study all forms of dance? Are you modern dance, ballet?
Oh, yes. I grew up studying every type of dance that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found through that journey is that I'm no good at the other kinds of dance. Right? I'm just no good. I cannot get my leg above like a 20-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
Why
is Anne nodding? She's nodding as though, yeah, no, I've seen him. He can't do anything higher. I love that.
Leave that to me.
So, Kate, where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Can you come closer? I know that I asked you before, but I don't know why that mic is so low.
It's on, right?
Have I got it plugged? Can you hear
Hello, her? Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can now. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry, you're originally from Ohio?
Originally from Cleveland, yeah. Mm-hmm. Moved to Chicago after I graduated college just because the dance scene in Cleveland is a little small and I wanted some more opportunities. So. Oh,
wonderful. Yeah. And what was your special? What is your specialty?
I'm a modern dancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So usually without shoes.
Yes. Which is... Well, it was scary when we first started working together.
Why scary?
We combined tap and modern dance together. So okay. He'll tap dance and I'll do modern dance.
Okay.
And I was a little afraid for my toes.
Yeah, I can imagine. There's a lot of quick
movement. But now I don't even think
movement.
About it.
Okay. Did he step on your toes?
No. Excellent. He has not.
Just figuratively. Just figuratively.
That is, again, speaking of Gene Kelly, a scene in Singing in the Rain when he dances with Sid Charisse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite scene. I'm sorry.
I love her legs. I wish
what?
I had them.
What are you looking at me like that? I can't see Singing in the Rain.
No, I love that movie.
I do too. Just saying.
I've never heard you say Sid Charisse before.
All right, then. I did now. Want me to say Ann Miller? Does that help? No, I agree. I always long to have long legs like Sid Charisse. Mm-hmm. You and I do not have the long legs, but we carry ourselves with confidence.
Yeah, we can dream.
So for this performance in Fringe Fest, first of all, when are you performing?
Performances, we are September 3rd, September 9th, and September 11th.
Excellent. And Anne, where can people find out information about all the performances?
They can go to www.chicagofringe.org to learn more about all 47 shows.
And what is the process for choosing shows?
We actually...
You don't start with not Chicago shows first.
No, we actually use a lottery system.
Okay.
Because we felt like Chicago really... The role that we play in Chicago is providing an equal opportunity to all artists. There are so many great curated festivals in the city, and that is wonderful. But sometimes in order to get into the curated festivals, to get those opportunities, you need the first chance.
Right.
So that's what we do. If you want to try out a new work, if you want to try something innovative, new, it might work, it might not work. You need a place to take a risk, and that's what Fringe is about. So we use a lottery system. Half the shows are local and half are non-local.
Oh, great. So you sort of divided up that way first.
We divided up and then we do sub lotteries to ensure a diverse variety of voices. So 25% mm-hmm. are guaranteed to be over 65 or under 18, to be racially diverse or diverse according to abilities. And then we guarantee that at least 5 shows will be family friendly because the rest of the shows are uncensored. So anything
right.
goes.
Anything could happen at those right. shows. So they can go to the website and find out which shows would be appropriate for their families.
Absolutely.
And do you have people who've been to, like, let's say they went to the first Fringe Fest 7 years ago. Have people been inspired by what they saw to submit then in the months afterwards?
Absolutely. One of my favorite stories was a volunteer who came our second year and he helped out and he just loved it. And he had never performed before. He had no idea that the opportunity was out there. He had just lost his wife and he applied and he wrote a show about his wife and his grieving process, and it was a very personal kind of cathartic process for him. It was really lovely.
That is lovely.
Yeah,
you'll see it's a wide range of performances. Again, the shows start on August 31st and run through September 11th, and tickets have already gone on sale. Entrance to Chicago Fringe Festival, called Chicago's Best Performing Arts Festival by the Chicago Reader, is a one-time button purchase. So you can buy a button purchase, and what does that do for you?
So we return 100% of the ticket sales back to the artists. So the $5 comes to us. Every patron pays $5, a one-time fee, and that comes to the festival to help pay for the lights and the venues and all of that good stuff. And then each show is $10, and that goes directly to the artists.
And you can also buy a 4-show pass for $36, a 10-show pass for $80, and an unlimited pass over the entire 2 weeks of performances for $175. And each venue will have a box office, so you can buy tickets the day of the performance.
Yes.
But you can also go online and purchase tickets there, which is at chicagofringe.org.
Yes.
And we're excited because I believe we've set up... Adam, are we good to go for Tristan to dance in just a moment? So we're going to have go to WGNradio.com. And those of you listening, I mean, TAP is great to hear as well. So we look forward to hearing Tristan dance. When we come back, we are talking to the good folks from the Fringe Festival. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, having fun with our guests. We have our Thursday night regulars, Senator Dan Katowski, who is also the CEO of ChildServe and helping kids reach their potential, making sure they get the best start. And right now, making sure that they get their best start as school starts. And you can help him out, help those kids out by donating school supplies, bags, even donations, checks, whatever you've got. And go to childserve.org. Leave the E off at the end because your work isn't what
work's
is
not done yet.
Work is not done yet.
Scott, a lot of work to do.
Scott Santas also joined us in the studio. He is the political cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. And I think you should come join me in Jefferson Park for Fringe Fest because this is a very fun week.
Okay.
2 weeks of performances. Well, we've got a whole schedule. We've got Tristan and Kate who are with Tapman Productions. Craig and I are trying to up the amount of time that you're going to tap dance. I said 2 minutes. You brought it down to one. Yeah. Craig thinks a marathon. At least 5 minutes.
How about just 3 2-minute bursts?
3 2-minute bursts.
Why doesn't he just tap dance throughout this entire interview?
Oh, he's like lightly tap dance behind me for the rest of the 10 minutes.
That's great.
Well, people hate that. People hate it.
People hate out hearing tap in the background.
Morse code. They could tap out his answers. Like, that'd be awesome.
It could build to crescendo.
Can you do Morse code? I think that's something we're going to need you to learn to do.
Oh, yeah. I can do the SOS.
Can you do the SOS?
Someone get me out of here. That dancing me to death.
It's like, is there like the onomatopoeia of tap? Can you do that?
The onomatopoeia. You've I'm been waiting for a week to say onomatopoeia on a microphone, haven't you?
I don't
know what's wrong.
Is that an ideogram?
I've stopped drinking sugar, so my mind is just like totally expanding.
That's debatable. Kate and Tristan are also performing this weekend at Stage 773. Tell us a little bit about that performance.
This is Tapman Productions' second season in Chicago, because if you can make it here, you can definitely make it in St. Louis. I mean, we all know that. That's an easy time.
Aim high.
So second season in Chicago, we're opening it with the show called Thrust at Stage 773.
Which is not as provocative as
it's on the Thrust stage, I betcha.
Or is it?
Mm-hmm. Or is it?
Yes, it is on the Thrust stage. We call it Thrust because it is on a Thrust stage, which is a three-sided stage.
Mm-hmm.
And we always get really upset when we go to see a show on a three-sided stage and sit on the side and watch people in profile the whole time. So the goal of this show is to
do it in the round.
Yeah, and to stage the choreography to treat all sides equally. And it's an interesting experiment, very challenging, right? Very challenging to dance to because it really disorients you, right? So it's a lot of fun. So we've been self-producing in the city for 2 years, and show runs this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Stage 773, by the way.
Fantastic.
Come see us.
That's what you call a plug.
That's what you call a plug. I asked
Kate. That's the first time I heard a plug. Wow.
I asked Kate where she was from originally. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Yeah. Where? What neighborhood?
South Loop.
South Loop?
Yeah.
All right.
I've been there about 12 years. Or else I'm from the Burbs.
Okay.
You know.
So originally from the Burbs?
From the Western Burbs in South Loop for 12 years.
Well, and this sounds like a great performance. And Anne, where are you from originally?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. What brought you to Chicago?
The Fringe, actually. I've been involved with the Fringe since the beginning, and I spent the first 6 years driving down every month for staff meetings and board meetings as the volunteer coordinator, and then I decided to commit whole hog and to come down to the city and really make this festival great.
Where was the Fringe Fest prior to Jefferson Park?
We were in Pilsen for the first 3 years.
Okay, because I remember being in a big warehouse, like industrial building in a basement. And there were pews there, so it felt very religious.
We couldn't afford chairs our first few years. So the first year was that we made benches with one plank and cinder blocks. The second year we upgraded to two planks.
Okay. Oh, good.
And then by the third year there was a back. And then by the fourth year we went to Jefferson Park and we got real chairs.
So when you were in Pills, God, this is like the history of benches.
Yeah. And an upgrade every year.
There is no better radio. When you were in Pilsen, did you ever do stuff with the Dream Theater down there?
We did.
That's a great space.
A great space. They were great partners. We missed them, yeah.
Yeah. They've left the city.
They did.
They've moved to Atlanta.
What drew you guys to Jefferson Park for the Fringe Festival?
We were looking for a neighborhood that would really support us and be active in helping us to produce the festival. So we started shopping around, and the alderman in Jefferson Park is really great, Alderman Arena. And he really committed to, he saw the value in what we were doing. He saw the value in the fact that we were activating businesses, that were bringing a lot of people out, bringing a lot of people to the neighborhood, and then bringing a lot of people in the neighborhood out to be doing fun things in their own neighborhood. And so they support us every step of the way when finding venues, handling permitting, promotions. They really are an exceptional group of people, and the entire neighborhood has been really, really supportive. So we really consider it our home at this point.
And what are some of the venues? You mentioned off the air that there's a church. There, I know there was a storefront theater.
Yeah, we use the Congregational Church of Jefferson Park. They're presenting us, which is great. They've been with us since the beginning. We convert their meeting hall and their gym into venues. Mm-hmm. You can go onto our Facebook page and see it's happening right now. They're building the spaces. It's pretty cool to watch. Yeah, and then we use Gift Theater, mm-hmm. of course, and Jefferson Playhouse, which is a kids' theater. They do lots of kids' shows and also summer camps and things like that, and then their rehearsal space.
Yeah, it's a wonderful space. I think that's where I saw Will Durst. And tell me a little bit about the volunteers who are there making, you know, making everything kind of run smoothly. Is it volunteers or is it all...
Yeah, actually, our entire staff is volunteers. We get a small stipend, but we're really doing this for the love of the festival and the mission, and we believe in it. And then we bring on about 100 volunteers during these few weeks to help do every single thing. So selling tickets, managing the venues, running the lights, it's all volunteers.
And is that primarily from the theater community, or is it a little bit from the Jefferson Park neighborhood?
It's a mixture of both, yeah.
That's really fun.
Did we mention Kid Fringe?
That was next. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Jumping ahead.
What is Kid Fringe?
Well, this was really in response to the neighborhood. Jefferson Park was saying, we really love this, but we have a lot of kids and we want to be bringing them to the arts as well. Can you be doing something that is definitely appropriate for them? So we did a pilot program last year and it was really successful. So we're growing it this year. There will be 5 shows that are guaranteed to be appropriate for kids. There's magic show, storytelling show, a good mixture of things. Kids tickets are $5 and they aren't required to have a button because we want to make sure that kids can come.
Sure.
And then adults are still the $5 button and the $10 ticket. And then we'll have a ton of free workshops and activities, crafts, lessons in telling stories and things like that. And that's happening every weekend. So the Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day, Monday, and then the following Saturday and Sunday.
And again, Chicago Fringe Festival starts on August 31st, which with previews.
On the 31st at the Copernicus Center, we kick off the festival with a preview party. So artists will each have 3 minutes to sell their show. So it's a great that our program comes to life.
What?
You can't decide. 47 shows can be really overwhelming.
Yeah, sure.
So it's a fun way to get a little snippet of each show. And I always end up, you know, different things pop out to me than they do on the page. So it's really helpful.
Well, we have a preview right now because I believe Tristan is going to do some tap dancing in the studio. We've never had this before. Craig is going to Facebook Live this for WGN Radio, by the way. So go to our Facebook page, WGN Radio. And what, Senator? I love the Copernicus Center. That's why we both looked at each other so
Polish
oddly.
And Patty looked at me and said Copernicus. Center.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice job.
Do you have a title for this performance? I would hate to think that I didn't introduce you properly, Tristan.
This is an internationally famous piece of mine.
Uh-huh.
It is being performed for various heads of state.
Excellent.
For example, the Duke of Wellington.
You're going to run out of time if you keep introducing it this long. Go ahead. All right.
No, that's fake. This is improvisation.
Excellent.
Improvisation in A flat minor.
That was pretty amazing. That's Tristan with Tapman Productions. He is going to be performing along with Kate. They're going to be at Stage 773 this Friday, Saturday, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
With Thrust in the Thrust at Stage 773, and they'll also be performing at Fringe Festival. Are you doing the premiere, the preview night on the 31st at Copernicus Center, perhaps?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They'll be there as well. Go to ChicagoFringe.org for information about all the performances. And again, thank you so much to Anne, Tristan, and Kate for joining us in studio. Go to their website. I'll say it again, ChicagoFringe.org, to see over 47 groups perform between August 31st and September 11th. And come hang out in my neighborhood. You know, stop by the Gale Street Inn. What other places do you guys hang out at when you're at Fringe?
We're going to be hanging out at Costa Cafe. That's our Fringe Central. So there'll be food there and drinks and free activities and performances, which will be really fun. Gale Street has been a great supporter of ours in the past. So we like to stop there. Beef Belly is delicious, and they have ice cream now, which is exciting.
And adult shakes, by the way. They do. They have adult ice cream shakes. They do what? I have to go to the news.
What makes an adult shake?
Booze. You guys have been wonderful. We thank you so much. And you know what? We'll get some more guests if you want to, James, over the next couple weeks while you guys are running. We'd love to have you back. And maybe do a little bit of a wrap party if you guys want to come back after your performances.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
awesome.